We'll give you a look at the election coverage from yesterday by way of local and regional and even some state races for you. Yesterday in Craighead County in the county clerk's race, it was Kate Holliday defeating Nancy Nelms. The unofficial vote tally, 18,623 for Holliday, 11,617 for Nelms. In the county treasurer's race, Terry McNatt defeating Joy Faye Simmons, 18,685 to 11,547. For county sheriff, Marty Boyd defeats Dwight Tosh, 18,821 to 12,413. And the county collector in a race that was very close all night long, it was Marcia Phillips narrowly defeating Timothy Simmons, 14,737 to 14,695. Alderman City of Jonesboro Ward 2 Position 2, Chris Moore defeating Stan Mitchell, 9,648 to 8,722. And Ward 4 Position 2, Mitch Johnson defeating Travis Moore, 10,722 to 7,486. And for Ward 6 Position 2, Michael Fears over Richard Wang, 11,434 to 6,912. And also for the Appeals Court, District 1, Position 2, Philip Whitaker defeating Jeanette Robertson, 72,407 votes to 62,435. Just remember, these are all unofficial totals that we're giving you. Republican U.S. Representative Rick Crawford has won re-election in Arkansas's 1st Congressional District. Crawford defeated Democratic challenger Prosecutor Scott Ellington in yesterday's election, keeping an Eastern Arkansas House seat in the Republican Party's control. Crawford was elected in 2010 and is the first Republican to represent the district since Reconstruction. This is Crawford from last night.
I just got off the phone with my challenger, Mr. Ellington, and he thanked me for a great race and issues-oriented race and a good, clean race. And I would also like to thank him. And we're ready to move forward. The work starts tomorrow. Thank you all so much for your support. And we know that things didn't go all our way tonight that we had hoped, but here in Arkansas, this is a big day for us in the 1st District. I think it's an affirmation for us that we've been on the right track for the last 2 years, and we're interested in moving the country forward and addressing really three big things that we feel like are really hindering economic growth in the United States. We're carrying too much debt. Our regulatory regime is entirely too strict, and our tax code is too stringent. And we need to address all three of those things, and we need to address permanent spending controls in Washington. I've been a strong advocate for a balanced budget amendment. I will continue to fight for that, and I believe that's the message that the voters of the 1st District of Arkansas sent tonight, that you're behind me on fundamental reform about the way Washington does business.
And that's Rick Crawford. Republicans also won control of the other U.S. House seats in the state. Republican U.S. Representative Tim Griffin defeated Democratic challenger Herb Rule in the 2nd Congressional District. Republican U.S. Representative Steve Womack won re-election in Northwest Arkansas's 3rd Congressional District. And Republican Tom Cotton won the 4th Congressional District seat in Arkansas after defeating Democrat Gene Jeffress. Yesterday in the State Senate and State House races in State Senate District 19, the winner, a Democrat, David White, the incumbent. State Senate District 20 winner was Democrat Robert Thompson. State Senate District 23, Republican Ronald Caldwell wins that seat. House District 52, Republican John Hutchinson wins. In House District 57, Democrat Mary Broadway wins in a three-way race. In House District 58, Democrat Harold Copenhaver wins that seat. Also, House District 59, Democrat Butch Wilkins takes that seat. House District 60 goes to Democrat James Ratliff. House District 61 seat goes to Democrat Scott Baltz. House District 62 seat going to Democrat Tommy Wren, and House District 63 seat going to Democrat James McLean. All four Republican candidates for Arkansas's four seats in the U.S. House of Representatives won last night. In the Arkansas legislature, when it meets next year, Republicans will be in the majority for the first time since Reconstruction. Michael Hiblin has a discussion on what the victory for the party could mean for the state.
As expected, it was a historic day for Republicans in Arkansas, and this puts Arkansas more into the red category. Jay Barth, a political science professor at Hendricks College, joins me along with Rex Nelson, a longtime journalist and former advisor for Mike Huckabee. Jay, what do you take away from this win from Republicans?
Well, I think that undeniably, history was made. The last state legislature in the South became a Republican legislature, and that has all kinds of historic implications for the state and its shift away from its Democratic traditions. But it also means a lot for the way governance is going to happen in Arkansas. Is we are going to have divided government again. We've had it before, but never exactly like this, and I think never in as emphatically a partisan way as we're likely to see in the months ahead.
Rex, what impact do you think Republicans now having more control will have on the tone of the legislature in the coming year?
Well, I don't think I could have ever imagined a day growing up in Arkansas and following politics, loving Arkansas politics since I was a young child, when Republicans would control the Arkansas legislature. But we've seen this dramatic shift in the last two elections. But the fact is, we are used to divided government in Arkansas. Consider the fact that Mike Huckabee was governor for 10 and a half years, making him the third longest serving governor in Arkansas history behind Bill Clinton and Orville Faubus, a Republican governor with a heavily Democratic legislature. And they managed to get things done. I have no reason not to believe that now with a Democratic governor and a Republican legislature that we still won't be able to get things done. I think we will get things done. It's just that we've done a 180 in Arkansas politics over the last decade or so.
And Jay, we did find that the controversial comments by three state legislators or candidates for the office, that did, it seems, come back to impact them.
Yeah, and I think this is ultimately very good for the Republican Party in Arkansas to not have to deal with the albatross that these three legislators in their comments would have placed on the party. And I have to say, I think it's good for the state of Arkansas and its reputation nationally, because this clearly had become a story that was marring the state's reputation.
Any surprises for either of you?
No big surprises. It's just fun to look ahead, though. I think it's going to be fascinating 2 years from now. I think, for instance, Tim Griffin will leave his seat in the 2nd Congressional District and either take on Mark Pryor for the Senate or run for governor. I think Tom Cotton could be a one-term congressman from the 4th Congressional District and run either for Senate or governor. There's a chance Steve Womack could leave the 3rd District seat and maybe run for governor. I think we're going to see a lot of turnover, and I think we're going to have a very wild election night come November of 2014.
Rex Nelson, Jay Barth, thanks for your time.
And that's Michael Hiblin. Supporters of a medical marijuana provision on the Arkansas ballot failed in their bid to legalize the drug for medicinal purposes, but they're encouraged by the close outcome. Arkansas voters defeated Issue 5, 52-48. David Couch helped draft the amendment as a legal counsel for Arkansans for Compassionate Care.
I think that if you had asked people across the state of Arkansas 6 months ago, nobody would have given it any chance. The fact that we got so close and almost won gives everybody hope.
And Couch says his group is already making plans about bringing the ballot initiative up again as soon as 2 years from now. Arkansas voters have approved a half-cent sales tax increase to fund $1.8 billion in highway improvements over the next 10 years. And also from Sharp County last night, voters decided they will allow alcohol sales in Sharp County. That passed last night, 3,884 to 3,456 voting against the measure. In Missouri, voters have rejected a measure that would have sharply increased the state's lowest in the nation tobacco tax. Also, voters in Missouri passed a ballot measure limiting the governor's ability to implement part of President Barack Obama's health care law, and they rejected a proposal that would have changed the process of nominating and appointing judges to the state Supreme Court and the Court of Appeals. Democratic Missouri Governor Jay Nixon won a second term last night. Missouri Republican Lieutenant Governor Peter Kinder has secured a third term. Missouri Attorney General Chris Koster won a second term. And Missouri Treasurer Clint Zweifel won re-election yesterday. Eight-term U.S. Representative Joanne Emerson of Cape Girardeau won another term. And Democrat Senator Claire McCaskill has defeated GOP challenger Todd Akin. This is Morning Edition.